business news from Petula.
Thanks, Mary. For business reaction to the Labour landslide in the UK, we're joined by John McGrane, the Director General of the British Irish Chamber of Commerce. Good morning and thank you very much for coming into us. You've met Keir Starmer on a number of occasions. What are your impressions of him?
Yeah, good morning, Petula, and thanks very much. Yeah, well, first of all, to extend our congratulations and appreciation of the relationship that Keir Starmer has said is very important to himself personally and in principle, and across the regime and the administration that he's now been elected to run. What a lot of people in Ireland might not know, let alone from a trade view, is that actually Keir Starmer knows a hell of a lot about Ireland and the Irish people.
You've
north, south,
Dublin.
East and west. Yeah, no, I've had the pleasure and the friendship of working with Keir Starmer at first hand over a number of years. He's been a guest of ours on a number of occasions and in both directions when we've done work in London and when we've done work in Dublin and beyond. And I've driven him around on every occasion that he's come to Dublin, and he's a man with obvious intellect, but a lot more empathy than people might associate with him. And when I've been in his company and taken him to places to let him see the reality of life on the ground in this island, and he knows it very well, he's always interested in the well-being of this country, and he's hugely aware of the deep and long-standing relationship, the unique relationship between Ireland and Britain. From a trade point of view, we hugely welcome the stabilisation. I mean, what business wants is to understand, like, where is the ball going to land? Now we know. And the relationship between Ireland and Britain on the trade side is the most important relationship that we have.
Brexit, it was barely mentioned during the UK election campaign. Labour says it wants to reset ties with the EU. What do you think that means?
It's bit by bit by bit. There won't be some drama here. There won't be some resetting of let's do Brexit all over again or just, you know, have a new referendum. God, no. I mean, what will happen is that bit by bit, line item by line item, starting with a phytosanitary agreement is a kind of a silly word, but it's basically a food agreement that says, you know, that half of every meal eaten in Britain, half of every household budget for food every week is spent on Irish food. You know, we make one in every two meals that British consumers in families, the length and breadth of Britain, consume every week. And that's a fantastic accreditation, if you like, to the quality of the food that we make and the people who are behind that and the distribution chains and all those things. And it's those things that will influence how a Keir Starmer, in this instance, will say, OK, how do we make it less troublesome for British people to eat the food that they want to buy in an economy that's very
for Irish farmers,
and,
Irish
and
exporters.
When Britain wins in these things, we win. Irish food is the best in the world, and when Britain is enabled to eat more of it rather than less of it, which has happened during Brexit, everybody wins in this situation.
What's the likely reaction this morning in the Department of Enterprise, the Department of Foreign Affairs?
Good. The relationship has been troubled. This is a reset. It won't be drama. We've done all the drama stuff. This is hard yards by great diplomats, as we have on both sides of the two islands, to be honest with you, but not least in foreign affairs and in trade and in the Irish government, who know very well that this is our most important relationship. So it can only go up, and it will.
John McGrane, Director General of the British Irish Chamber of Commerce, thank you very much for coming into studio.